USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Kansas City, Missouri, last night, at least two people shot and killed and 15 others wounded outside of a bar. Police Captain Tim Hernandez calls it a chaotic scene when it happened.
There's a line to get in, and the suspect showed up and started shooting into the line of people. We don't know what precipitated all of that. We don't know if there was any specific person targeted or a disturbance yet. We're still investigating.
An armed security guard killed the gunman. Police still looking for a motive. They've not released the identities of those killed, nor the suspects. Meanwhile, in Honolulu, Hawaii, they're still trying to account for a gunman who killed two cops last night before the house where it happened went up in flames. The suspect is believed to have died in the fire, but they're not yet certain. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
An impeachment trial against him to open in the U.S. Senate tomorrow, but on Sunday, it was business as usual for President Trump, who is addressing farmers about a pair of new U.S. trade agreements with North American neighbors, as well as one with China.
When I ran for president, I vowed to use every power at my disposal to protect American farmers and restore the full strength of American agriculture.
Prince Harry speaking out publicly for the first time since he and his wife Meghan Markle agreed to step back as senior members of the British royal family. While at a charity dinner in London last night, he said the decision to step back was not one made lightly, and he says he wanted to stay and support the Queen but not receive financial support from the country. However, he said that was not possible. In the NFL's conference championship games yesterday, Kansas City and San Francisco win, so they'll be meeting in the Super Bowl. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam declaring a temporary state of emergency ahead of today's big gun rally in Richmond, the state capital. In a conference, Governor Northam said he was hoping that the extra security measures will avoid a repeat of 2017's deadly protests in Charlottesville. That's when a counter-protester was killed by a car operated by a believed white supremacist. Gun activists are planning to protest concern about Democratic efforts to pass new gun control measures. Today is a federal holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and many people are getting paid time off as nearly half of all American employers recognize the National Day of Service. Those getting time off are encouraged to celebrate the civil rights leader's life by volunteering in their community. And Bad Boys for Life, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, the top movie in the box offices right now, as it earned $59 million in its first week in North America theaters. In second place, Doolittle, which made nearly $23 million in its debut weekend in the U.S. and Canada. And in the third place, was 1917, just over $22 million, rounding out this week's top five, Jumanji, The Next Level, and Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.